Shalom, everybody! The last two mitzvos in our parsha seem at first glance to have absolutely no connection with one another. First, we have in Perek Chaf Hei, Psukim Yud Gimel through Tezayin, we have the mitzvos regarding being honest in business, the mitzvos of honest and accurate weights and measures. And those mitzvos are followed in Perek Chaf Hei, Psukim Yud Zayin through Yutes by the psukim that we read on Parsha Zachor, the mitzvah to remember what Amalek did to us when we left Mitzrayim, and the mitzvah to destroy the nation and the philosophy of Amalek. What is the connection between these two mitzvahs? What's the connection between being honest in business and Amalek's attack? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us that if you are a person or if you are a people who do not have honest weights and measures, then chas v'shalom, you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send punishments in the form of Amalek. The most fundamental need for a society to function is honesty between people. Even before we speak about helping each other, caring for each other, working with each other, we first have to speak about being honest among ourselves. I cannot live alone. I need you for bread and you need me for shoes and we need her for healthcare and we need them for our security, etc., etc. If basic commerce, if the basic exchange of goods and services cannot be guaranteed in an honest and truthful manner, then the society will crumble either from within or from without. And that, says Rashi, is the connection between honesty in commerce and Amalek. Another beautiful explanation comes from the Netziv Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893. He says it in his Perush here on the Torah, Ha'amek Davar. The Netziv says that the connection between the mitzvos of honest weights and measures and the mitzvah to destroy Amalek is not a physical connection, but a spiritual connection. The Netziv says that if a person does not keep honest weights and measures, that means that they think that Hashem does not really run the world. That's it, plain and simple. It's compared, believe it or not, to Avodah Zarah. If a person were to feel that they were in charge of the world, if they were to say, God forbid, there's no God, then they need to look out for themselves. And then they'd say, the more money they can get, the more money they can get from you without getting caught, the better it is for them. This person says that God doesn't run the world. God doesn't have power to give everyone what they need. God doesn't watch the world to make sure everyone is taken care of. It's all on their shoulders, not on God's. So they need to do everything they can to collect more and more and more and more money. A dishonest weight over here, a corrupt measure over there, everything they can do to make more money. And that lack of emunah in Hashem is exactly what led to Amalek. If we go back, says the Netziv, to the story of when Amalek did attack Bnei Yisrael in Sefer Shmos, in Parshas Beshalach, in Perek Yud Zayin, we'll remember that the episode immediately preceding Amalek's attack on Bnei Yisrael was the episode of Masa Umeriva. That was the episode of Bnei Yisrael complaining that they didn't have enough water. And the Torah says that episode took place because Bnei Yisrael tested Hashem. They said, Hayesh Hashem bekirbenu im ayin. They said, is Hashem among us or is he not among us? And the very next pasuk there, Vayavo Amalek vayilachem im Yisrael birefidim. Amalek came and attacked Bnei Yisrael. Birefidim, Amalek came, both physically and spiritually. They came and they come. When we ourselves ask the question, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu imayin, that question, which is a similar question that someone would ask if they were to keep dishonest weights and measures, that is the same question that someone would ask if they are prepared and willing to obtain money under any circumstances, without rules, without scruples, without justice. Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu imayin, that question leads to Amalek, to suffek, to lack of confidence and lack of emuna in Hashem's existence and in his omniscience and in his omnipotence. And so, of course, the connection is, if there's no honesty in weights and measures, a Malik is going to come. And the opposite is also true. If we're honest in business, if we're honest in our dealings, if we obtain money, nothing wrong with becoming wealthy and being comfortable financially, but if we do it honestly with the Torah and with Halacha, Beinanam Lamakom, Beinanam Lachavero, then a Malik will not come. And therefore we say, may we all be zoche, God willing, to strengthen our emunah. And when we hear the question, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin, let us together fight Amalek and answer with certitude and with confidence. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. Have a wonderful day, everyone.